The state launched its mobile job center last week. State Labor Secretary Patrice Gillum Johnson says she hopes connecting residents with jobs will reduce crime. But for people with criminal histories, it can be a challenge to find employers willing to take a chance on them. Gillum Johnson says the state offers help getting a pardon or an expungement, sealing their records from the public.
So, you know, a lot of times when people come into the Department of Labor and have records, you know, depending on the circumstances, we're able to take them and bring them into our program to allow them to have their records expunged, which then eliminates many of the barriers that they encounter as they're finding employment.
People who want their records sealed must not have been arrested, incarcerated, or on probation or parole in the past 3 years. Adult convictions are ineligible. Delaware native Reagan Hines recently produced a documentary on the U.S. criminal justice system called Incarcerating Us. He praises an additional step Delaware took, banning employers from asking about criminal convictions on an initial application through its, quote, ban the box law.
I think we're in a situation where that is beneficial to deal with that problem, at least for that first hurdle, so that people can at least maybe have a further conversation and have a chance to explain why they do have a criminal record in further interviews with an employer so that they're not, you know, taken off of the list and can't get an interview.
Despite these efforts, recidivism remains an issue in Delaware. State statistics for 2010 through 2012 show that a majority of people who leave prison are back behind bars within 3 years. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.